Christians? Can they believe in millions of years?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the builders of a large creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, Ken, would you ever say that a person who believes in millions of years of history can't be a Christian?
No, I'd certainly never say that. In fact, I believe it's true to say that probably the majority of Christians do believe in millions of years. But I'd say that those Christians who believe in millions of years are undermining biblical authority. In reality, they're destroying the basis of the Christian faith they believe in. See, many Christians don't understand how crucial it is to the Christian faith to reject the millions of years. Now, first, the idea of millions of years came from the belief that fossil layers were laid down over millions of years. To believe this is to accept death and diseases, like cancer, which can be seen in fossil bones, existed before sin. This makes God responsible for death and disease, but the Bible instead blames sin. Second, the Bible's chronology doesn't allow for millions of years. Those who accept long ages have to reinterpret the 6 days of creation to allow for millions of years. This opens a dangerous door by allowing people to reinterpret other parts of the Bible, thus undermining biblical authority. It's a crucial issue indeed.
You know, when I've had radio debates with evolutionists, often they say to me that I'm just talking about the religious view of creation, whereas they're about the scientific view of evolution. I then respond by telling them that I have the same science they do. I tell them the science is no different, whether you're a creationist or evolutionist. At first, they're perplexed. So I say to them, look, I believe in the science of genetics, and so do you. I believe in the science of natural selection, and so do you. I believe in the science of geology. We sort rocks into sedimentary, igneous, and metamorphic, for instance. No, I believe the same science you do. I then go on and say that it's not really the science that's different, but our particular views of history. We both have different beliefs about the past that cause us to interpret the science of the present in different ways. But I then add that only the creation belief interprets the science of the present consistently and fits directly with the facts we observe.